Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Lady Rage on Gamers Geek Radio. We're going to have Roger join us. Excuse me. He's having what we know the difficulties that I have in doing this. We should have Richard Epcar and his wife Elaine Stern Epcar joining us, and our host Joel joining us soon. But I can't sign in. Oh my God. To see if he's coming. My computer keeps on losing picture. So, I'm having a lot of issues. I don't have any picture right now. The cord keeps on coming loose. I can't see if anybody's calling. Green is just blue. Just blue, yay. Okay, I've got a screen again. Good evening, 910, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is me. It's Roger. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you all day.
I've been having issues with my computer because my son and I use the cord, the same monitor cord.
Mm-hmm.
And I had issues getting it tight.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no screen to see you calling in. And I can't sign into Facebook that has Richard on it. Facebook is giving me issues. So how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm fine. Doing just fine.
I think Joe is going to be joining us.
That's fine.
It's signed into the wrong Facebook. How did it sign me into the wrong Facebook? Oh my God. So how's your week been going?
Oh, my week's been going fine. My week's fine. I'm just good talk. I'm doing all right. Nothing to worry about.
Any new movies that you're interested in or you've seen?
Oh no, there's nothing. As far as I'm not seeing anything until like we got all the new TV stuff coming out. Nothing good's coming out that I'm gonna go see until November. So when Doctor Strange shows up, I think on the 30th, the Luke Cage TV show drops on Netflix. So that'll be good.
What's coming on?
Luke Cage. On Netflix on the 30th.
What's that about?
It's about Luke Cage, you know, Power Man. Power Man and Iron Fist, the comic book. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you didn't know who that was. It's my own fault.
Yeah. It's okay.
Oh, shit.
I don't get regular TV. Well, I don't get to watch it often. And I just started having it.
Oh, it's not on regular TV. It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I don't have regular TV either. I haven't subscribed to cable in years. Because why pay for all that TV that I'm not going to watch?
Right. Well, we were getting regular TV from Net Cable, just, you know, regular analog. And then they came out with the digital, and we couldn't get it in our area anymore. So we stopped watching it when they went digital.
Yeah, it sounds like my parents. That's what they do.
And then I moved to New York and got regular cable again. But I hope everything's okay with Richard and his wife, but I don't think they're coming.
Are they not? Did they not contact you, or?
Well, I sent them the rest of the information, and I haven't seen I saw where they start, but I don't see a reply back.
If they didn't reply back, then I would call that probably a no then on their part.
Yeah, well, they confirmed it, but when I sent them the information, it's when I didn't get a reply back. You know, the phone number to call in and everything.
Yeah, maybe they might have had something come up. Just forgot to get a hold of you.
But anything's possible. Anything new in the geek world?
I'm sorry, say it again. I didn't hear you.
I said anything new in the geek world?
Yeah, I mean, you got all the new. Are we on? Are we live?
Yes.
Holy shit. I didn't know we were live. I was just sitting here not talking. Oh, all right. So we really here's an idea. We record these and then you can edit them down. No, we've got. I was not prepared to talk about it. I was actually ready to talk to these guys about Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, the new Ghost in the Shell stuff's coming out. There's some new shorts have dropped, real quick snippets with the Major and some of the other characters. It looks good. I mean, some of it's iconic scenes out of the movie. So that should be pretty decent. September 30th, Luke Cage, famous Luke from the half of Power Man and Iron Fist. That's coming in on the 30th. And other than Power Fist himself, Danny Rand, that's pretty much the Defenders. So hopefully we'll get the Defenders dropping on Netflix probably sometime next year. Rumor has it that Punisher is going to be showing up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. of the season premiere, so everyone who's watched that should already know that Ghost Rider showed up. So Ghost Rider shows up, and of course, Ghost Rider doesn't have his the motorcycle. This is the new updated Ghost Rider who's cruising around in a 69 Charger, which is an amazing vehicle. It was 69 Charger was happened to be the General Lee. It's the same car. Let's see what else we got coming up. Oh yeah, the CW show should be dropping next week. This coming week. I don't remember if it's this coming week or the week starting on Monday or it's the week after that. So you're gonna get Arrow, you're gonna get Flash shooting it with Flashpoint, you're gonna get Supergirl, who's going to be showing up with Superman making his appearance. Let's see. So that's TV. Movies, nothing's coming out. It's not much out there movie-wise until November. And then we're going to get November, things are going to start picking up. Because then we got Doctor Strange is going to shows up in November. Then we got Star Wars in December, and I don't know what next year looks like yet. I haven't bothered to. Oh shoot! What else? What else we got? It's on that's all I'm seeing for now, and that's the latest information from what I do. You know, the comic book area, comic books, and movies, and TV shows. New game. I don't really game. I have a PlayStation. I play games. I've been playing Mad Max, but that's about it. Wasteland Weekend just wrapped up. So if anyone has never heard of Wasteland Weekend, that is think Burning Man out in the California desert, but with Mad Max. So that runs every year around September, around this about this time, and that just wrapped up. So. That's all for me. Don't know if anybody else has anything. Crickets?
Yeah, crickets are fun to listen to.
Yeah, so I don't have anything else. That is it. You have the latest. That's all the latest that fits a print. I really don't have anything new other than everything I just said. I myself haven't. Nothing new has dropped. That's probably the problem. Get with me next. I swear to God, next weekend. Hand to heart, I'll talk all about Luke Cage. I'll be all up in it about Luke Cage and him showing up, and I'm going to spoil the bejesus out of it. I'm going to just tell you everything going on there. But unfortunately, I think we got a technical difficulties, and I was sort of had everything set up to talk to somebody else, and that's not happening, so... Not really.
I am looking up the games that are coming out next month. starting October 4th. It's an Atari flashback classic Valium for Xbox One and PS4 for on the 4th of next month. There's Warhammer, End of the Times.
Warhammer and the Warhammer, what was the name of that name again?
Warhammer, the End of Time. Vermintide.
Vermintide. Yeah, the Vermintide. That's a. That's the old, because they redid the Warhammer world. They turned it into something called Age of Sigmar, with new fluff, new background. Vermintide takes place, for everyone that's played old school Warhammer Fantasy, takes place in that area, in that genre. And with the Skaven, who are, when they say Vermintide, I mean, see that it's Skaven, little rat men who come out of the sewer system and worship a rat god and kill people. So there. See? I knew something.
You know more than what you let on. There's also Wales of Aurelia, Aurelia, for the X1 and the PS4. I flame these words because it's crazy how they just throw words together. On October 5th for the Xbox One is The Slain, Back from Hell. October 7th, mm-hmm. Mafia 3 is coming out for both systems. Have you ever played the Paper Mario at all?
Who have I ever played Mario?
Paper Mario.
No.
It's coming out with for the Wii on the 7th.
Huh.
And then Dragon Quest Builder for the PS4 and Vita on the 12th. Gears of War, finally, for Xbox One on the 11th. Ooh, they're coming out with another Tomb Raider. Rise of the Tomb Raider,
mm-hmm.
PS4, October 11th. Do you have a PS3 or a regular PS4?
I've got both.
Are you into wrestling? Because there's a new WWE game coming out.
No, unfortunately not. I think Joel does a wrestling. So are those guys coming on? Is Joel and Brandon showing up tonight?
Brandon's not, and Joel said he's on the phone with his sister. For the PC gamers, there's the Crazy Machine.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. We got something running in the background.
You can hear my noise in the background?
No, this is... No, I turned something on. I heard... I have something going on in the background.
Oh, okay. I wonder if I wrote the number wrong to Joel, because he said he's trying. Mm-hmm. So, and I lost Roger. Hopefully he calls back in. He said that it dropped. Well, this is a wonderful way to celebrate our 5th anniversary, right? Gotta love it. I'm going to break this to you guys now, and then I'll break it to my host later on. They all know that I'm sick. I've been having a lot of health issues. So I'm going to go ahead and just end the show. I mean, we lasted 5 years. That's longer than anybody's lasted. I never was able to get the website up. If I had gotten that up, we'd have had it made. Made in a day, but yeah, that never happened. So we'll probably just do a farewell after this one and then be done with it. Which is sad. So who plays ESO? I've been playing ESO. Did anybody get the new Destiny pack? I'm not sure if I'm going to get it. I heard that the raid is supposed to be better and it's only for 3 people. I do like the 6 people raids, like Crota. I loved Crota. Crota was amazing. The Taken King was dumb. Hated it. I mean, there is no sense to do all that jumping and diving that many times before you get to the actual raid itself. I might have liked it if there wasn't like a gazillion jumps before it. Hello, 910, you're on the air.
Yeah, that's me. I don't know, the call, my call dropped, so I'm back.
You gotta love high tech, right?
Yeah, it happens. I ain't worried about it. So is Joel, is he here?
No, he hasn't. He tried trying, and I gave him back the number again, and I didn't get a reply yet. And I'm going to contact Bill. Because I was expecting the F-cars on, I didn't tell Bill to be on tonight. So,
yeah. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't have anything else to talk about.
I just texted Bill. Like, this is the worst show ever. And I am really sorry.
Yeah, it happens. I wouldn't worry about it. So, my suggestion, just chalk it up to fate. Call it a night, and then we'll do better next week. Because next week, we're going to have Luke Cage to talk about.
You know what, honey?
So we're going to have Luke Cage to talk about. There you go.
Okay.
One bad show. Everyone has a bad game. Everyone has a bad game. Not it. You know, you can't throw a perfect spiral every game.
True. Bill's messaging me back right now. Apparently, it's a long message. You want me to just tell him never mind, hon?
Yeah, let's just cut some. Yeah, I just tell him never mind. We're just gonna. I'd say just cut Sling Load on this week, and we'll regroup and come back next week and hit it out of the park. Get Bill on here and tell him to watch Luke. I'm gonna tell him to watch Luke Cage this weekend, so we got something to talk about and discuss.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna go ahead and. And I hope you have a good week, sweetie.
Oh, I am. I always have a good week. I always got to stay positive. See, and I like how you call me sweetie because I think we're the same age. It makes me feel young.
We're close to it. I think I'm just a few years older than you.
When were you born?
I was born in 66.
73. A little bit in. we're close enough. All right, that's fine. Not a problem. She's young at heart.
Yep.
So.
Gotta be through this, right?
Exactly. All right, everybody. Well, if you're listening to us, you know, you didn't catch us on our best night. That's okay. Next week, we're going to have we're going to be talking about Luke Cage. It drops on September 30th on Netflix. So, this is Roger. I'm
good
out. Mary, you take care.
And good night, everybody.
Hey, big hug. It's okay. We'll be fine. See everybody.
Good night, everybody. This is Lady Rage signing off.